of the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio.
And I'm Carl DeMasi, and welcome to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here. The only live talk show, radio show on a Saturday morning from Savannah Mall in a new ESPN radio studio. Nobody walking around today. Usually in an early Saturday morning, we have people exercising, people coming around. But I see a couple of people now coming in at 10 o'clock. The mall officially opens. But once again, it's great to come on and talk local sports. And this is not the second hour or the second game like most of my listeners who are listening. I got to say thank you for listening. Know that usually I do my Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week about 10:15. Well, this is the first one. I had two guys I wanted to get on so bad, but they were playing in tournaments. They were going to tests. They were going to graduation. We have two in one day, and I got to thank Dr. Bart Weatherington for helping me do this, because without his support, this wouldn't happen. This man's been with me for 7 years, supporting our local kids, our athletes. He loves it just as much as I do. Well, let's get into the first Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week for May 27th, 2017. He's a senior. He's a golfer over at Savannah Christian. Yes, Savannah Christian won the big baseball tournament last night, the big baseball GHSA baseball tournament last night. He was there. He's going to give us his perspective of being in the crowd. But he's been playing golf at Savannah Christian for 4 years. He's been close two or three times at the Savannah City High School Championship, which is big for our local high school kids, and it's always at Bacon Park. Well, he got through this year. He caught it at 2 over 73, 1 by 3 strokes, so he is the 2017 Savannah City High School champion. He made a habit of collecting medals in regular season tournaments, which he shot a 1 under 33 in 9 holes at Southbridge, which is pretty impressive. He shot a 34 on March 29th. He went to the state playoffs, the state golf match, shot an 80, didn't get to play a second round. Savannah Christian was in 11th place, finished in 11th place. And, of course, at the best of preps, Savannah Morning News named him the Boys Golfer of the Year, and that's James Walla from Savannah Christian. James, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, no problem.
Hey, it's got to be an exciting time over there at Savannah Christian, and I guess it's more exciting than you because your high school career is done, and pretty impressive stats, pretty impressive knowing that, you know, for the last 3 or 4 years you've been one of the top high school golfers in the area, and, it's special bringing you guys on because, you know, TV can only do so much. The newspaper can do only so much. So I'll give you an extra 10 minutes on the radio, 12 minutes, whatever it may be, but something special. But congratulations on a great career at Savannah Christian.
Thank you. Thanks.
So we're talking about golf, and I know you went up to the States last weekend, and it was a team. You go as a team, four golfers. You get the best scores. That's how you finish. But it really is an individual sport.
Yeah.
And you got to start somewhere.
Right.
So when did you pick a golf club up and start playing golf?
When I was about 5, my mom and my dad, they grew up around golf and basically just put a club in my hands whenever I was born.
And they said, go play, right?
Yeah.
So, but you've gotten better at it and, you've succeeded. We'll talk about your future plans, but, what do you like most about the sport? I know, like we said, Savannah Christian, it comes team and then it goes to individual medalists, but what do you like most about playing golf outside of school or in competition? What's so special about golf for you?
Like you said, how it's a team event, but it's mainly how it's an individual event, but it can also be a team event. How even though you're basically playing by yourself, you're still surrounded by a team. It's still a team atmosphere, team bonding, and then just playing with your friends, just it's always something fun to do, no matter.
And, when you're talking about high school, you talk about team, but it really is an individual sport.
Yeah.
I mean, during the summer, you probably played junior golf, went on the junior golf tour or golf competition like they do with AAU baseball and basketball and all that.
Yeah,
so
right.
Now, if I had to talk to Coach Purdy, okay, and I asked him what your best skill was, tell us, what is James Waller's best golf skill? Is it putting? Is it chipping? Is it hitting the green? Is it driving the golf ball?
I would say driving, just because the distance favors me. So if I hit it, it makes the course shorter, but you also have to hit it straight too, which makes it
I know I used to be able to hit it about 250 yards, but it would go left and right 250 yards. It wouldn't go straight. So how far do you drive?
Like 280.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice. So, not bad.
Yeah.
And if you can keep it straight, it's got to be pretty good. I play with my father-in-law. I'm not going to give you his age, but he's up there in age. He'll hit it 100 yards, 150 yards, straight down the fairway. And he's walking down the fairway when I'm looking in the trees. trees or the bushes or over by the sand trap. So, but 280 yeah. yards, that's pretty good. You know, going into your senior year and what you've been doing since you've been how old again? Five?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What routine, you know, because we hear that everybody has a routine to make them stronger, to make them better. What routine did you use to make yourself a better golfer?
People say, I love to practice. I mean, but sometimes it gets kind of boring. So I think the best way to improve is just get out on the course and feel your way around, because every day is different, so you're always improving on different things. And
now, is there a sequence where you spend, like, you know, for example, let's take basketball, where they spend 50 shots on free throw shooting, 50 shots on 3-point shooting? How about, do you spend a certain amount of how many chips you're going to make, how many putts you're going to make on the driving range? Is there a time limit, or do you just go out there and just do it?
Yeah, just pretty much just see how the day is, and one day just putt 30 minutes, next day chip 30 minutes, and hit balls for 30 minutes.
But you do it every day.
Pretty much every day.
Yeah. So I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report. It's Saturday morning right here in the Savannah Mall in the ESPN radio studio. I'm talking to James Waller, just graduated from Savannah Christian, senior golfer, the 2017 Savannah City High School champion. So coming into this season, we just talked that you finally won the Savannah City High School Championship. Did you have any personal goals, or was it just go out there and play?
Win the city as a team and also individually. It's probably one of the biggest tournaments for us in Savannah. And then to win Player of the Year my senior year, which, you know, win both in the same year is great. So
now, as a team goal, did you guys have a team goal, Coach Purdy?
From the start of the season, just to make it a state. Just, you know, once we get there, as long as we're there, have the experience and just have fun. So,
you know, this question I didn't give you a little warning on. Savannah Christian, great history of golf program. I think five or six state championships. Brian Harmon, guys going, and I think, I can't remember his name, I do apologize, went to North Carolina. I mean, so golfers have really gone to the next level. What is it like playing for a program that has this reputation that everybody's, you got a bullseye on your back? How is it?
Yeah, I mean, it shows how, you know, Savannah Christian can, they keep producing good golfers, and each, you know, every 4 years there's always been, you know, a few always good teams, and it's a lot of pressure because, you know, we want to go to state and they expect us to do well, but, you know, as long as we have fun and make it, that's all that matters.
Now, of course, you were the number one golfer on your team. Now this is a chance to give your fellow teammates a little love. I know I'm putting you on the spot. If you forget anybody, just say everybody had a good year. But anyway, who else on the team had a good season for you guys?
I would particularly say Davis Bush and Andrew Waldson. Just Davis came in with a 77 at city and area, which made us basically win city and then made us advance to state. And then Andrew was just another senior, one of my really close friends, and he was consistent all year from whether it was 18 holes or 9 holes. He was always 2 or 3 on our team. And then Edwin Shepard, Brian Bulwer, and Brody, they always were, you know, consistent and always came in when we needed them to.
No, you guys have done a good job. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. We're at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. I'm talking to James Waller from Savannah Christian, the 2017 Savannah City High School golf champion, of course, golf championship player. So now you've been there 4 years. Coach Pretty, is this your third coach or your second coach?
Second
coach. Okay, so there are two coaches you could talk about. Talk about the coaches that were at the high school at Savannah Christian while you were playing golf there. What were they like? I know Pretty, and who's
Coach Orsini.
Can't forget Coach Orsini.
Yeah.
So
they were, I mean, they're, you know, they're not, golf is different from every other sport. Like, they're not there. I mean, they're there to help you, but basically, you know, they're just, they're trying to make sure we're close as a team and make sure we on practice on time, get to the events on time. And it's just their encouragement of, you know, wanting us to succeed and play well as a team just makes us want to even play even better.
Now,
just to make them
one was a football coach, one's a basketball coach. Do they bring that philosophy in there, that mentality in there, or is it just to oversee that you guys are doing the right thing?
Yeah, pretty much just watch over us. And also give us a few pointers.
Any chance to participate in any other sports there?
No, golf was it.
Golf. How about, let's throw the sports aside. Did you do any extracurricular activities besides any clubs, National Honor Society, or anything like that?
Yeah, I was in, like, clubs and societies at school, and then I also volunteer at Ron McDonald House team board.
So, nice, give back. And that's James Waller, senior from Savannah Christian, this year's 2017 Savannah City High School champion, of course, this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Athlete of the Week. Okay, so we're coming down to the end here. So Savannah Christian, how many years did you stay there? How many years did you go to school there?
There for 10.
10 years.
Yeah.
So tell us what Savannah Christian has meant to James Waller.
It's basically been like my second home since third grade, and then all the friends I've made, it makes it even special. And then how athletics are such a big thing with our baseball team, our football team, and how we always come together and just, you know, it's a lot of fun.
A lot of togetherness.
Yeah.
All right, good. You led right into it last night. Great feeling. I mean, Coach Carter's been there forever, and, you know, Miss Webb in the front office has been there forever. No. What was it like being a fan, being from Savannah Christian, watching that game?
It was a lot of fun. The atmosphere was really good. It helped a lot since it was in Savannah. It was pretty cool how we pretty much had a home field advantage. I mean, the game was insane, pretty much. I mean, it was a little too close, but at the end,
they pulled it out. Walk-off hit.
Yeah.
All right, any plans of sports in college?
No, I'll still play, obviously, but no, I have no plans.
I wonder if they have intramurals in college.
Yeah.
They probably do. The college that you're going to?
South Carolina.
South Carolina Gamecocks, University of South Carolina. What made you choose South Carolina?
I love the campus and the quality of education, the business school, so it seems like a good fit.
All right, now, mom and dad are listening, I hope. College is over. Golf is over. It'll be a lifetime sport. What do you want to be when you get out of college? You have any plans going in? What you want to do? What you want to be?
So I'm going in as a business major right now, so I'm not too sure, but
not
whatever.
Sure what field you're going to get into or anything like that?
Yeah, I'm not too positive.
Well, I've tried a couple times to get you on early, and I know you're a graduate now, Savannah Christian, but great job. And like I said, Dr. Bart Weathering does a great job helping me with this award. And that's why James Wallers, the 2017 Savannah City High School Golf Champion, state player, state 4-year starter at Savannah Christian. Great job. One of the best high school golfers in the area. That's why you're this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Athlete of the Week for May 27th. James Waller from Savannah Christian Golf Team. Great job. Keep it up.
Thank you. Hold on.
Let's give the man his credit. We got to make sure we mention Dr. Bart Weatherington. Your back hurts. Another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to pick something up and throw it across the room if you can. At the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located in two locations on Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays at 329 Eisenhower Drive in Savannah. Then on Tuesdays and Thursdays, Dr. Bart goes up to Pooler, and he's in Pooler, Georgia at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs. Well, James, thanks for coming in.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Have fun at the University of South Carolina. Remember, studies come first.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm helping your mom and dad, so I make sure you tell them. Next up, we're going to talk a little football, indoor football. New Arena League team coming in. And, of course, it's a former Groves Rebel himself that is the president of the United States Indoor Football League. He's also the owner and manager and president and coach of the Coastal Outlaws, Anthony Dooley Bryant. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3. We're streaming live at ESPN.com, and we're also on your smartphone on the new ESPN mobile app. Go to Savannah Hilton Head. And remember, it's WSEG, Sports Talk Savannah.